Bruchim Haboyim, welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the Authentic Jewish Ideology Podcast, episode 57. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nisan is what's called the Chodesh HaGeula because it was during this month that we were zoicha to leave Mitzrayim, Pesach. And it is a very, very holy month, and we can utilize this special time to lift ourselves up to much higher levels in our Yiddishkeit and Ruchnius. I just want to talk about one little thing, and this connects well to what we mentioned regarding the Sefer Toimer Dvoiro in a previous podcast. Erev Pesach is a time when everybody is cleaning up. The women of the house are working very, very hard, and the men of the house and the children are assisting. She's the boss when it comes to cleaning. And it is a time when there is a certain sense of tenseness. People are tense because we have to be careful. There shouldn't be one piece of chametz anywhere, and everything has to be clean, and time is limited. Everything has to be perfect by Bedikas Chametz. And because there is a little bit of tenseness in the air, it can happen that people become what's called short-tempered and maybe get a little bit upset at many different things. And this is natural, but we can use this as an opportunity to overcome our regular inclinations and not get upset if somebody gets us upset during this tense time. And especially the women of the house are going to have a challenge when they're cleaning a lot and then a kid comes in and messes everything up, or her husband inadvertently, of course, spills something or something. And if she can and hold back and not get upset, it's unbelievable, her merit. And the men of the house also. If things are not going the way they want them to go, the kids are not listening the way they should, and he doesn't lose his cool, he keeps his temper under control, and you know, and tells them what to do, well, then that will merit an unbelievable reward. The Gra teaches us that if somebody keeps his mouth shut when strife is going on, the whole universe, all the cosmos, are relying on that action. Is he supporting the entire universe? It's an amazing idea. So yes, it is a time of tenseness and a time of short-tempered. And that's okay, that's natural. But let's utilize this and not lose our temper and be very, very, very patient with each other. It's a fantastic opportunity and in the merit of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is patient with us, we should be able to have a Geula Shleima B'mheira B'yameinu Amen. Thank you. Have a good day.